What we explained the other time, where we talked about God living, being timeless, living outside of time. When we say, you know, we're saying, God will bless me. You know, God will bless me. God will bless me. And sometimes when we are praying every day, you're always saying, Father, bless me. Father, bless me. Lord, bless me. Bless my family. Bless my, you tomorrow again, you pray the same thing. Lord, bless me. So are we asking for daily blessings? Do you understand? If you give scripture where God mentions blessings, he just says this once, you are blessed. I have blessed. So what we are actually praying for, right, are the physical manifestations of his blessings. Because he has blessed. Right? I am blessed. God has blessed me. You might not be seeing it, but it doesn't mean that the prophecy is not over me. Right? It doesn't mean that the covenant is not upon me. Like that song that Zebuka that sang it now, that he said, there is prophecy over me. You know that song? So the prophecy over us is that I am blessed. So when we are praying, you don't need to be praying on a daily basis, Father, bless me, Father, bless me. You should then be praying that let the physical manifestation of the blessings over my life become a reality. Let people see, right? Let the world see the physical blessings, the manifestation of the blessings upon my life, right? And blessings can manifest, the blessing upon the life of man can manifest in different forms. You understand? Can manifest in fruitfulness, spiritual fruitfulness, material fruitfulness, financial fruitfulness, career fruitfulness, marital fruitfulness. All these things are the physical manifestations of the spiritual blessings over the life of a believer. Right? So God was saying here that as for Ishmael, I have blessed him. And because I've blessed him, what will happen is that he will be fruitful. He will multiply. 12 princes will be birthed through him, right? Will be birthed from him, and then he will become a great nation. These are outcomes of the blessings of God. These are dimensions of manifestations of God's blessings over my life. So a correction to our prayer pattern, a correction to our prayer style, a correction to our prayer is rather than on a daily basis say, Father, bless me, bless my family, bless this one. Tomorrow you repeat the same thing, bless. Are you saying that the blessing of yesterday is not permanent? Are you saying, because when we are saying that thing, we are defining blessings by the manifestations. So when if I say bless my father or bless me, and I go out today and I land a big contract, I see that as the blessing. That is not the blessing. That is one of the dimensions of the manifestation. So because I'm seeing it as the blessing in itself, tomorrow I will not pray again. Father, as I'm going out today, bless me. So when I go out, somebody now gives me something free or something big or a huge gift, I see that as, God has blessed me today. The next day again, I pray, Father, bless me. Right? So I think it just shows how we understand scriptures. It just shows our level of depth, right, and revelation. So when God has blessed me, the blessing of God is upon my life, right? So what I need to see, or what the world need to see, really, they need to see the manifestations of these blessings, the various dimensions of manifestation, right? And these dimensions can be placed in different buckets, right, based on different aspects of my life. You can see it in childbearing. You can see it in marital bliss. You can see it in career growth. You can see it in ministerial growth. You can see it in spiritual growth, right? So all these things are various dimensions of the blessings of God. So we have once again learned again this morning that once blessed, once God has declared you blessed, you are blessed. As long as you don't break the edge and the serpent bites. Right, so as long as you do not break the edge, your blessings are forever sure, because God's word is eternal. His words are forever sure. Once he says a thing, that is it. God says you are blessed, you are blessed. Is His words are not limited by time. He's a timeless God. Are you with me? Mm. I hope you're not sleeping. Mm-mm. Okay. He's a timeless God. So when he says a thing, that word transcends time. So it's not about the now. It's not about yesterday. It's not about tomorrow. It's just, the word is just there. Timeless. Right. So I'm blessed. You are blessed. Mm. We are blessed. Right. And our prayer is that the various dimensions of manifestation, right, will begin to play out in our lives. We'll begin to see them. The various dimensions of the manifestation of the blessings of our life will begin to play out. We'll begin to see them in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So